And the first Sunday we have it at night, this night service. Coach and I, you know, lots of them just, you know, they got a full-time pastor. But now we don't have that, you see. We have one pastor, and he passing different churches. Now this pastor we got now, he's passing churches in Fordyce, and one in Eudora, and, you know, in Lake Village. But I'd rather have a full-time pastor, you know, be better, have church every Sunday. Just one preacher. But lots of people say they can't afford it, so it's too much expenses. That they couldn't afford no full-time pastor.
Yeah. What, at the service, does the preacher deliver a...
Well, he probably do a little teaching, you know, before he preach, you see. He teach a while, you see. And then he'll choose his text, you know, and then he'll preach.
Preaches a...
Well, according to what kind of subject you teach. Sometimes being John and Jane, or probably Acts of Apostles, or probably he might get in the old Bible, you see.
Yeah.
But sometimes, most of the time, he'll teach first, lecture first, you see. You know, before he chooses text. And...
What are the four Gospels? Do you know?
The four Gospels?
Mark, Luke, John, and...
And, is it James or... Matthew. That's right.
No, the preacher delivers a... During the service, he delivers a... You call it a...
Well, we call it sermon.
Do you have anything during the, you know, any, the choir and the...
Oh, yeah, we got choir. Our choir is in the pulpit, but behind our preacher.
Uh-huh.
Choir saying. You see, his pulpit is set out. And it was the choir saying is a floor higher than what the preacher saying, you see. And, now you take our deacon, what deacon said that, it's on a lower floor. Just like now, you see what the deacon said right here. All right, then our pastor, he's a floor higher than us. He up on this floor here.
Uh-huh.
And the pulpit too. Well, all behind him is the choir stand, and they're a floor higher than him. That's where our church is arranged.
The choir provides the...
music for the pastor. They sing, you know, sing before we get up, and after he delivers the sermon, then the choir sings when we... Yeah, we raise a public offering, I'd say, after the summit. See, we all, and when the end of the summit, why, then the choir started singing. Then they asked us to get all the people and let them go around, you know, and come by the table, you know, and leave a donation on the table. Because we give our pastor, we got him on a salary. We pay him by the month. That's what you do him. They give him a check every month.
When you might say about the music, you might say, oh, that music was just...
Oh, just fine. See, we...
Beautiful,
that's right. Of course, when the choir singing, so we clap our hands, you know, and we'll give the young people, see, we got two choirs. We got a senior choir and a junior choir. And I think the junior choir can beat the senior singing, which I know they can. The senior sings pretty good, but the junior can out sing there, you know, that does. Sure can. But we just be giving the praise and recognition, you know, how they be singing. And they really can sing too. Sure can. They're young people. Ages from 12 up to, you know, about 16, you see.
Yeah.